Tonight's shiur, the end of Siman Resh Nun Tes, the Mishnah Brura, gives a brief summary of the halachas. He will clarify the main points of Shehiyah and Atmana briefly, based on the Magen Avraham, Tais Shabbos, and other Achronim. Tiber Hetev has a small chazara as well, and the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, is based on that, a little expanded. Kol de Milsa, the Mishnah Berurah begins. Here's the rule. Bizman has a she'onu manichin ha'kaderes betoch ha'tanu ha'megulos. Nowadays, we place our pots into the ovens Erev Shabbos, opened. What does it mean, opened? It means it's not insulated. Ve'in anu oisin shum hatmona saviv dafna seim. We don't put any insulator around the walls of the pot. If so, so we only have to deal with the halachas of shehiyah, leaving a pot from Friday into Friday night, but not to any concern of insulating with something which adds heat. And even if you would place this pot on coals, since it's exposed above, that's not called hatmana, because of Ramo. Sin Rishon Gimel So Sif Alf Bagol, like there are more rights in Rishon Gimel, the end of Sif Alf. This is different than the Mechaber. Mechaber holds it would be Atmana, but the Ramah disagrees. Well, the Fikach, therefore, in this Bashlo Kimaichel Ben Dursoim Mibodioim, if the food in the pot was cooked at least like Michael Ben Dursoim, Hainu, meaning Kechatzi Bishu, lo, halfway done, the Yesh Oimim Shlish Bishul, some say a third. Mutter lehash hoysan, it's mutter to leave that food that's partially cooked, but ma'achal ben desoy. You can leave it in the oven. Afal pish ein hatanur garuf lo kotum. Even though the oven is left with burning coals, you didn't shovel them out, you didn't cover them with ash. Ubasar im nois no chai bekeder samach hashecha mamish. If you take raw meat and put it into this pot right before Shabbos starts, meaning before sunset, that's also allowed. Avot sali, but roasting, umine botzek, or types of dough, umine kidneys, or types of beans, upashtidu, or kanish, lo mahani chai, there's no allowance for putting that in the oven air of Shabbos raw. V'tzerach sheyis bashel kemachal ben desoy kodem Shabbos, you have to make sure it's cooked at least kemachal ben desoy before Shabbos. But if you'd add to the pot a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos starts, right before sunset, even if it's at the beginning of its cooking, that's permitted, because once you put in raw meat, there's no gezeirah shem yechata. Ubetanur tuach betit. Now, if you were to seal the oven with a plaster smear around the door, hakol shor, everything is fine, because we're not concerned that you'll break that seal on Shabbos to stoke the coals. Now, if he knows that there are burning coals inside that oven, in the fascho, a yid should not open it. Only a non-Jew should open it, not a yid, because when you open that oven, the mavihar esh aide psichasoi v'hav psikresho. When you open that oven door, you will make those flames go greater by opening it, laying the aaron. It's a psik ratio. The megacholim saviv hakader. Now, if you put coals around the pot to insulate the pot and keep it really hot, lo yigach Yisrael hakader kim in Yehudi, then a yid cannot take that pot out of the oven because he's moving the coals. You have to have a non-Jew lift the pot out. The megacholim medes al gecholim. If the pot is on the coals, then a yid could lift up the pot if there is no alternative. But he should be careful to lift it up slowly, and not to move the coals. This is also true Friday night. When he takes the pot from the oven, he has to be careful with all of this. Therefore, Nisharin samach hashecha, what we are careful to do before Shabbos starts, kishemash nakedem muvishelas l'leil Shabbos b'tanur. If you're going to leave a pot that's cooked for Friday night in the oven, then not go kitzas koydem Shabbos mina esh before Shabbos starts, you will lift it a little bit away from the flame, so that you could later lift it out of there entirely without any concern of moving the coals. It's mutter on Shabbos to put hot cooked food that's fully cooked near the oven on its ledge. Afilu husika tanur, even though the oven is burning. Veinagar for katum, you didn't take out the coals, you didn't cover with ash. Desmicha lo asu bezeh, putting it next to the pot on Shabbos is not awesome. The al hatanur, as far as putting it on top of the oven, na'aguha oilam heter im lo husika dayan. So the world is makel, the practice is to allow that if the oven is not yet burning, and later on a non-Jew will come and start the fire to warm the house. Al husik, but if it's already burning, the yesh eish besoch, when there's a flame inside low, then you're not going to put a food on top of that oven on Shabbos. But if you put a brick or something else above the oven to make a separation, and then you put the pan on top of that, shari, that's okay. This is only when the food is still warm. But if the food is cold entirely, even if it's before the oven was heated, it's osur even to put it nearby. The only allowance to be is for a non-Jew to put it on top of the oven before they ignite the oven. Well, once the oven is burning, even to have a non-Jew put it there is forbidden. We are concerned about Meleches Bishul. You're cooking on Shabbos. Well, if it's necessary for someone who's ill, even though there's no sakana, or for the needs of a child who doesn't have what to eat, will allow the food to be warmed by a non-Jew, even in the oven. But if you have a food that has no broth, even though it's cold, we treat it as if it's hot. Because if you have a dry, cooked food that's cooled down, Kaimelon, we hold in Bishul Acha Bishul, there's no cooking after cooking. So the concerns he has with a Tavshul Kar is when it's liquid, broth. But if it's a salad, a dry salad fully cooked, there's no problem. Uperos Chayin, fruits that are raw, Af Shnechom Kach, even though you can eat them raw, V'chein Minei Mashkin, and varieties of drinks, Dinam Ketavshul Shiesh Barotev, we treat it like a cooked food with broth, when it's standing on a garment that's totally cooled down, the shaykh behem bishul, and there will be the potential of bishul if it goes on the oven. V'liten dover ma al ha-kedera kavua b'tanur. If you wanted to put something on this kedera, it's like a pot or sink that's attached to the oven, dino kmo al ha-tanur u'betoch ha-kochelin. It's the same halach as putting something above the oven we said before, or into the kochelin, which is something that you can put pots in on top of a or part of a furnace. For the seis the socha ma'ashe b'kedera ha'hi kankani mashkin. Now this kedera, like a sink with attached to the oven, and there's water there. That water gets hot. So if you want to put into that water a pitcher with liquid, pshita da'as, it's obviously forbidden. V'yisrael asli tein ma'am tocha kedera ha'hi b'shabes afilu kodesh husak, and a yid cannot add water to that pot or sink on Shabbos, even before the oven is ignited. Ach im nesanam hein Yehudi kosher husik, but if the non-Jew puts water in there before he lights the oven or the furnace, shari the henes mehem, then it'll be permitted to use that water. Gam be'erev Shabbos, samlecha chashecha, even erev Shabbos, close to night, meaning close to Shkia. Also the Yisrael itin shamam yid cannot put water there, the tocha kedera ha'hi, into that pot sink, kishahusak oz, when the oven is burning. Elam ken sheyuchlu hischamem kechatzi chuma mibod yom. Unless there's enough time for that water to heat at least halfway, like a Michael ben Desoy, before Shabbos starts. Ubishas adachak, in case of need, sheshachach li'itein mikoidim, where he forgot to put the water there before Shabbos, V'yarei mitipaka hakadera me'achom. He is afraid that if you don't put any water in there, that whole pot contraption will break from the heat. Afshar sheyesh lahaka. Perhaps he could be lenient to add water. Ach sheyizar litna nakoponim koydim shkiyas hachama. But he has to be very careful to get that water in there, at least before sunset. Like a rope at the end of Simon Reish Nadal. And Shem, look over there. Asur lechroich b'shabes kedera imaychel cham b'karimu kisasois imhu tchilas hatmana. It is forbidden to wrap on Shabbos a pot with hot food. And you want to wrap it with pillows, blankets, towels, if that is the initial original insulation. But if it was wrapped before Shabbos and you take it out and you want to rewrap it, that's fine. This is only a concern if you're insulating the original pot you cooked in. But if you empty the klirishon into a second container, it is permitted on Shabbos to insulate the second container. There's no issue to insulate the klisheni. The issue is to insulate the klirishon.